Thank you for joining with us on this 14th day of July. Today, if the Lord wills, we'll be reading from Psalms 108 through 118. And I invite you to get your Bible and turn with us to Psalms number 108. And let us remember, as always, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And thank the Lord, every day we can meet together and read from God's Word. And the Word of God is not an edited book. The Lord has promised to preserve His Word throughout every generation. And we don't read from a mutilated, paraphrased Word of God. We read from a word-by-word translation of the Scripture. And the Lord gives us a strong warning through the Apostle John. He tells us, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. And we do not add to the words of the prophecy of this book either. For the Apostle John, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And we hold the Word of God in high esteem and in high regard. Tomorrow we'll be reading from Psalms 119. And it's the Word of the Lord that cleanses us. It's the Word of the Lord that converts the soul. And it was this Word that He sent to us in Emmanuel, God with us. He sent His Word, and He healed us with His Word. He delivered us out of our distresses. He sent His Word, and His Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And thank God, we have His divinely preserved and inspired written Word that will endure throughout all generations. How good and how great is our God. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. The righteous shall see it and rejoice. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. We read that in Psalms 107 yesterday. And as we're reading through this book of Psalms, yesterday in our reading, we were in Psalms 106. And we see that the Lord God faithfully blessed Israel and miraculously delivered Israel from Egyptian slavery and Egyptian bondage. And He provided them with the promised land. And He gave them victory over the Canaanites. And He gave them great prosperity. And they lived in the time of a theocracy. And during this time of a theocracy, God raised up judges and God raised up kings to execute His law throughout the land. But they soon forgot His works. The Scripture told us yesterday in Psalms 106, verse 13 and 14, and they waited not for His counsel, and they tempted God in the desert. And they made a calf in Horeb, and they worshipped the molten image, and they forgot God their Savior, and they despised the pleasant land, and they believed not His word, and they murmured in their tents, and they did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them. They were to drive out all idolatry. They were to drive out all abominations from the land, all sexual deviance, all perverted lifestyles, and witches and wizards and all forms of idolatry and evil was to be driven out of the land. And this was a theocracy. But they disobeyed the Lord. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them. But they mingled themselves among the heathen and they served their idols. We read yesterday in Psalms number 106 verses 35 through 36. Now, in the day in which we live, in this day when hate and envy and strife and sexual perversion and murdering and killing, all types of prejudice between people groups, seems like at an all-time high. Tribulation is on every hand. I want you to know something, that the Bible tells us that we are not under the same covenant that the children of Israel were under during this time of the kingdom age. And this is something that's very important for us to know here. Now, this great nation that we live in was founded upon godly principles, and was founded upon the Word of God, and was founded upon the precepts of God. And our forefathers believed the Word of God, and that is true. But this nation that we live in was established as a Christian nation with separation of church and state. And that's very important for us to know in this age in which we live, in this age of the new covenant. We are not the judge. We are not the prosecutor. We are not the district attorney. Our ministry in this age is completely different. Today, in our reading, in Psalms number 110, the great doctrine of the teaching of the new covenant is contained right here in this Psalm of David. Psalms number 110, verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. And I want you to know something. We have not been set up as judge. We have not been set up as king. That's reserved to our God. Our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is prophet, priest, and king. He fulfills all three offices of the Old Testament. And there is a new priesthood, as verse 4 tells us. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And the Lord is the judge. The Lord is the lawgiver. And the Lord is the king. And our ministry under this day and age of the new covenant is the ministry of reconciliation. As Jude, the half-brother of our Lord by the flesh, states in his little book, his little half-a-page book in our scripture, the second-to-last book of our Bible, Jude said that our Lord is going to come again. And I want you to know something. All the trouble, all the hate, all the strife, all the wickedness that we see in this world, we read it from cover to cover in the scripture. We'll read today in Psalms 110 verse 6. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Jude said that the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, these are complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouths speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But what is our ministry? He tells us, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. We have a work to do, and it's a work of compassion. It's a work of making a difference in this world. It's a work of extending the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto those whom we have been sent to preach the gospel. We're under a commandment to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We have been commissioned. We have been commissioned to have compassion upon the men of this world. We are not their judge. We're not their prosecutor. It's not our job to condemn. We are commanded to pull them out of the fire. We've been given a ministry of reconciliation because we have been reconciled unto himself by Jesus Christ. We have been made one with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is a great superior covenant that has superseded the old covenant of kings and judges upon this earth. And we live in a great time. We live in a time where we can proclaim, we can shout from the housetop that Jesus is the answer for the world today. And this is not oversimplifying the problems that are in this world today. And I know that men are spending hours and hours and hours and hours and making speeches and talking for days on end how to solve the problems that we're experiencing right now. And this is not an oversimplification of that problem to say that Jesus is what the world needs now. And we have the excellency of this ministry of proclaiming the gospel. We've been given that authority by God himself, who is the author of this ministry, and who is the author of this excellent priesthood forever after the order of Melchizedek. This glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us, we have been given the commission to announce this great atonement with God by free forgiveness of our sins and free justification offered to us in Christ, who so lovingly and freely gave himself for us. The Apostle Paul tells us not to despise so great a benefit. And this calling is from the Lord Jesus Christ. And like John the Baptist, the word of the Lord tells us that he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. We are a mirror. We are a reflection of that light. And we are not the reverends of this world. And we're going to read today in our reading that reverend is his name. We must humble ourselves, and we must decrease, and he must increase. He will not share his glory with another. We must proclaim the great glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John the Baptist said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And John said, I am not worthy to even unloose the shoe latchet of this Christ. And as we proclaim the gospel to this troubled world that needs Jesus, we're not to push ourselves, and we're not to push our own agenda, and we're not to do anything but say, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. And we must be very careful not to exalt ourselves in times like these. In times like these, when it's the church that must be proclaiming the solution for the problems of mankind. And the solution is found in Jesus Christ, in the gospel. The Apostle Paul said, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Let us know that we are ambassadors for Christ. We are dual citizens. Our citizenship is in heaven while we are in this world, and while we are citizens of this United States of America, we must know that we are ambassadors of Christ himself. And it is our job to point out to this evil and adulterous generation what will be the consequences of their sin, and what will be the consequences of their hate, and what will be the consequences of taking the law into their own hands, and what will be the consequences of the peoples of this world who make themselves the lawmaker and the judge and the executioner, and those who try to encroach upon the place reserved only for Almighty God. And this is where the psalmist points out that the wrath of the Lord is kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. And blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And it was Solomon whom the Lord appeared to at night, and spoke unto Solomon, saying, I have heard thy prayer. And he told Solomon, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. James, the half-brother of our Lord, said, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And once again, we're out of time here, but very, very quickly, we see here in Psalms number 106, that it was idolatry, and it was false worship, and it was putting images. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped molten images, and they forgot God their Savior. But notice the instructions that's given to us in this Psalms 106. We are to lift up the name of Jesus. We're to lift Jesus higher. Verse 1 of this Psalms 106. Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praises? And that is the job of this New Testament church. And as we assemble ourselves together, the world needs to hear the message of the church. By precept and by example, we must awaken this world by songs of praise and by songs of thanksgiving to our Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. The goodness and the mercy of God is unsearchable. There is no bottom. His goodness and his mercy is infinite. I think that the most repeated phrase in the scripture, especially as we're reading this book of Psalms, the most repeated phrase throughout this book is, his mercy endureth forever. And we are to do as much as is humanly possible with the inadequacies of our flesh. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and we must understand that. But we must strain ourselves to the limit to lift him up and to give him praise. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. We must get him up. We must lift him up. Our job is not to condemn the sinner. Our job is to exalt and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ before this sinful world. Let us not commit the sin that Israel committed. They rejected our Messiah. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. And there is salvation in no other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Lord, we worship you today. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Let us not be afraid to proclaim that our God reigns. And let us not be afraid to proclaim that our God saves. And let us not be afraid to proclaim that our God punishes wickedness and evil. And he will pour out his wrath upon all unbelievers. And let us not be afraid to proclaim that it is his word that he has sent to heal us. It is his word that he sent to deliver us out of all of our distresses. It is His word that He has given to bring healing. And You have not given us the spirit of fear. And we are not afraid to stand up and proclaim that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We are not ashamed to proclaim that whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Whatever befalls us in this life, whatever our lot, You have taught us to say, it is well with our soul. Bless us now as we read Your word today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalms number 108. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto Thee among the nations. For Thy mercy is great above the heavens, and Thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Thy glory above all the earth. If Thy beloved may be delivered, save with Thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in His holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of mine head, Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not Thou, O God, who hast cast us off, and will not Thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. Psalms number 109. Hold not Thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set Thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. And he loved cursing. So let it come unto him, as he delighteth not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels, like water, and like oil, into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do Thou for me, O God, the Lord, for Thy name's sake, because Thy mercy is good. Deliver Thou me, for I am poor and needy. My heart is wounded within me. I am gone out like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shaked their heads. Help me, O Lord my God, O save me according to Thy mercy, that they may know that this is Thy hand, that Thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless Thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let Thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Psalms number 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Psalms number 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Psalms number 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there riseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalms number 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be the joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms number 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ail thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs, tremble thou, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of water. Psalms number 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, for he is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, for he is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalms number 118. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple, and I was brought low. He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted, and in my haste all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Psalms number 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm number 118. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me, that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. The gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And that completes our scripture reading for today. Thank you for joining with us. If the Lord wills, we'll be back with you tomorrow. And remember, until then, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.